15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I'm.
And this morning, we are going to have the opportunity to visit with the Stanton Community School District. And again, we do want to say thanks to Town and Country Sanitation. And this morning, have the real opportunity and privilege and pleasure to visit with the new principal at the Stanton Community School District, Tabor Strong. Tabor, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me today.
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to get to visit with you, learn more about you, and what's going on with the Stanton School. So, before we talk about all that's going on with the Stanton schools, let's talk about Tabor a little bit.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Rockport, Missouri. My husband and I met at Northwest, and I followed him up here to be an Iowa girl now. So,
grew up in Rockport.
Yep.
Went to college where?
At Northwest.
So you're a Bearcat.
I'm a Bearcat, yep. I loved Iowa so much, my family even followed me up here.
No way.
Yes.
So you live now in Newmarket,
I live correct? In Newmarket, yep.
All right. So what was it that made you choose education overall?
Growing up, I did not have a very love of education. School was very difficult for me, but luckily I had a very blessed family that was able to help me get through school and help me be successful. And so that started a passion for me in helping kids and families help their students be successful and love school.
So where did it start? Education, elementary education? Talk to me about that path.
Going through school, it's hard for you to believe, but I didn't do a single sport. I worked at a daycare and took care of kids, and I loved the little children. So early childhood is my real passion. I love kindergarten and preschool. That's my real passion in life. So I taught kindergarten for a while, taught kindergarten for 5 years in Lenox, and then got offered a job in Bedford to teach kindergarten. I knew kindergarten wasn't going to be a forever placement for me. I started having my own children, and we all know that you're exhausted by the end of the day after teaching kindergarten. I like to joke with people that it's like throwing a birthday party every 30 minutes. It's all day long taking care of kids.
That is a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, I became the school counselor there and built a program over in Bedford.
Okay. So then you thought, there's more.
There's more. I knew that school counseling wasn't my forever. Growing up, both my parents ran very successful businesses in Rockport. Leadership has always been a part of my life. Watching my parents run businesses takes very strong leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked alongside my coworker, Dana Nally, very closely as my principal, and realized that I wanted to be her. I wanted to run a school. I wanted to help everybody be successful. And so leadership is kind of where I landed. I went back to school again, got my master's again in school leadership, and took off with that.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Okay. So a couple weeks in? Going well?
Yes. Crazy busy.
You know what? There's a lot going on.
Yes.
When you step into, I think anyway, administration in general, there's a lot to start a school year.
Yes.
Add in a construction project.
Yes.
And there's a lot. That adds a whole nother element of things to deal with, correct?
Mm-hmm. I joke because when you become a principal, there's no like handbook.
No.
Kind of like when you become a parent, there's no really a handbook on how to raise your child. When you become a principal, there's no like, this is what you do on a day-to-day basis, because every single day has been different since I've started.
Yeah.
It's been a new challenge. Even from day one, I walked in the door and Mr. Goop, my superintendent, goes, well, there's your desk. And all five of us were sharing a room together.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? Construction's been crazy so far. I got teachers in classrooms about 2 days before school started.
Yeah.
And that was very stressful for all of them, but I had to stay calm.
Well, you know, it's because many times teachers like to show up well in advance and get their room ready to go. And with construction, it just doesn't necessarily work that way.
Yes, it didn't work that way this year. I could not believe it. If you would have said that our teachers would be in their classrooms the first day of school, I would have laughed, because there was no drywall hung. There was no electrical. In fact, we still have electrical being ran and still are getting stuff done in the hallways. It's just been a wild ride.
I mean, and I think that the construction project it's going to go on for a while yet, right?
Yes, correct. We have all the basic classrooms done, but right now they're working on the administration building part. Mm-hmm. So we will have one entrance into the building, and then all of us, as far as administration, and the nurse and the secretaries will all be in one area now. So it'll be a lot safer for our school. It'll be a lot easier for us to converse and be together.
Okay. Let's talk. And by the way, Tabor Strong, the principal at the Stanton Community School District. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the school and this year, maybe some of your goals as we're fresh into this school year. I know one you mentioned off air was maybe communicating data with the families and with the community with what's going on. Tell me about that.
Correct. So so often we test our students and look at their growth, and we're making sure that students are making gains, but we don't ever get that out to the public to show the public how amazing our school district is. So one of our goals this year, I sat down with my lead team a couple weeks before school started, and we really found that that was our passion, is getting that out there. With our elementary side, we're going to get our data posted in the elementary so they can see their growth from fall to winter to spring, and then get that out there for the public to see. We're going to do some things like tattoo the principal and some different incentives to get our kids really striving for that growth. And then on the high school end, they have actually talked about posting some other schools' data to kind of get some rivalry going and helping our students see what other schools are doing and trying to beat that, kind of a rivalry situation. And then they've talked about some different incentives to do with our high school end to help them possibly get to use some passes so they don't have to do assignments, or maybe come in a little bit later.
So kind of incentivize strong results, right?
Yes, and growth. Not only are you the top student, but what is your growth? You know, every growth looks different between students. It's not who's the best, per se. It's who's grown the most. And so that's what I'm really looking at, is looking for growth. Not the best. I'm not looking for you to be the top of the class. I'm looking to see that you're trying very hard to grow in your education.
So more to come on that, I guess, huh?
Yes, that'll
be. When do you start? Because testing starts pretty quickly here, right? With like fast testing and that sort of stuff.
Correct. That will be starting September 21st for our district. It's already opened. It starts the end of August, but we like to kind of let that summer slide kind of ease out. And then
The
summer slide.
Yes, yeah.
Stanton does something a little bit differently. They do summer school in August for students that are struggling. So we did that in August to help students be successful. And now we're going to let that summer slide kind of ride out. And then we've got the holiday. Of course, you don't want to test around the holiday. And then we will start after that.
Okay. What preliminary numbers, student count officially is what, October 1st or something?
Yes, it's coming up.
And, I mean, generally speaking, are you satisfied with your student body, or want more? Or where up, down, where are you at with that?
We would always take on more students.
Sure, sure.
Obviously, that's what our goal is to get more students. This year, we're working with the AEA, our AEA around here, Green Hills AEA, and they are helping us build up our social media this year to help entice people to come to our school and show all the amazing things that we're doing at Stanton. As an administrator, you get busy throughout your day, and you're not always getting to post all the great things or, you know, update the website and things like that. So we have partnered with the AEA to help that this year. And so they're going to help us get all those amazing things out there for our districts and help our enrollment go up.
Yeah.
We're about the same. We lost some, but then you gain some every year. Our kindergarten class this year has about 20 students in it. And so that's pretty well across the board.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Let's talk about construction. You touched on it a little bit. Are there next milestones that you're looking at, the completion date for, I don't know, the entrance project, or what's going on with construction overall?
Construction is right now, they are building the beams for construction. And so it really looks like a blank slate.
Okay.
We are still working on, electrical as far as getting, the doors and the lights and everything like that ran for the new stuff that we built over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our classroom, most of our classrooms are done.
When will you get to take possession of those?
Our classrooms?
Yes.
They're in them.
Oh, they're in them now.
They're in them. Yep. They're still running some lines. We have electrical people still with ladders in the hallway. The kids have been amazing. It's kind of the new normal anymore. Everybody sees everybody running around. They've got orange vests on. We no longer have to wear hard hats. Mm-hmm. That's a positive. This summer, I had to wear a hard hat to go see things. And that was very interesting coming in as your new position. I would have never guessed that. But, we're looking forward to having it done.
When will it be complete? Do you have a date?
That's a big question that everybody wants to know. Our goal is December, I believe.
And it is construction, so things happen.
Yes. Right? And so far we've been on track with everything. Our construction, every Monday they meet with Mr. Goo and they give us an update. Our next big goal, as far as for the teachers, is getting their room keys. That's been a big deal, making sure our rooms are locked up. So they're excited to get their room keys and making sure that everything's safe in our school.
Okay. Anything else around construction? I mean, have some patience and it will be finished and it will be very nice when it's done.
I've had to move a lot of teachers, even after the start of the school year. Things, you know, numbers weren't quite right in this classroom, or I needed a different classroom for another teacher. And so we are still moving teachers.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have an amazing staff this year. They know that that's just kind of part of life. They've been super flexible. And so construction is underway, but it's been tough this year.
Yeah. It'll be good when it's all said and done. It's going to be a great thing. Let's talk about the yearbook. Ms. Carpenter would want us to talk about the yearbook.
Yes, Ms. Carpenter would like to talk about the yearbook today. Yearbooks are now for sale. They are $55, the lowest price of the year. You're not only going to get a yearbook this year, but you're also going to get access to many more photos through the Yearbook Plus. It's like a QR code that you will be able to download and scan. This theme this year is called Glow Up for the yearbook. It incorporates glowing up and what that looks like for our students. To order a yearbook this year, you can call the school or leave a message with Charm Carpenter or scan the QR code found on the yard signs there outside the school. So,
do you have your yearbooks from school?
That's a good question. I have probably some of them. yearbooks are expensive this year, you know, anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not very good as a parent even buying my own children's yearbooks.
Okay.
So,
well, here you go. It's the opportunity. You can start right now.
I'm going to do it.
Okay,
Charm's talked me into it.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yes. It's someday you will look back on those yearbooks. I've told many times, and people are, here I go again, I have all of mine. Actually, my mom has all of my yearbooks.
That's amazing.
K through 12. And no one will ever see those.
Exactly. Like, where are they?
No. Well, my mom has them.
Okay.
And they're not going to see them because there's a lot of really bad photos in there. Mm-hmm. But it is important to have those things.
It is.
So get your yearbook. Okay. I think this is a new event. One more time. How do I purchase a yearbook? You told me, but
you
tell
can
me again.
Purchase. You can contact Charm Carpenter
at
the school. You can call her, or there is a QR code outside the school by the entrance. You'll have to look around for around construction there. They've got some signs put up, but always call the school. We're always more than welcome to help you get that ordered.
All right, party tea time. What is it? Poetry tea time.
Poetry tea time. This is new this year.
Maybe we should call it party tea time.
We could. I don't know. I'm sure it'd be a party with Charm. Poetry Tea Time will begin Tuesday, September 8th. Whether you write poetry, read poetry, or just enjoy listening to poetry, stop in at the school at 3:45. You're going to join Charm Carpenter in the new room, her brand new room that she's in. She can't wait to have you in there. Poetry Tea Time is open to all students. Staff can come in. Community who are passionate about poetry can come in. Reading of an original poem is going to be Ode to Aaron Donald will be read.
Okay.
That's September 8th at 3:45.
And that's new this year.
That is new. That's
a
new program.
Very cool. Thanks to Ms. Carpenter. Okay. You mentioned something early on that got my interest and I think is important. You said you had support of your family.
Yes.
And you've mentioned that to help encourage you and make sure that you were there doing what you need to do to help with your education and growth. I think it is critically important for parents or grandparents or whoever that person is to support their kiddos.
Correct.
Education, athletically, whatever the endeavor is, to be there to support and encourage and help provide those kids good guidance. Your thoughts on that? As you've mentioned a couple of times now, how important that is.
It is crucial. And I think part of that is today's society is so different than what it was when you and I were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
These days we have grandparents raising kids or we have broken homes.
It's just a different society for sure.
It is. And so I think with my background in school counseling, going into administration, that's been really helpful for me.
Yeah.
Helping families get resources and helping them navigate this new world that we're living in.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
It doesn't.
But if you're there supporting kids, and even I would say, if you're the person that goes to events, if it's a theater production, if it's a basketball game, if it's a football game, whatever the case may be, even if you say kind words to other kids that are there and encourage them, guidance maybe, whatever that looks like, that is huge in their life as well.
Yes.
I think it's super important.
This year, our theme at Stanton is You Matter, because so much anymore we see students walking around, you know, they don't walk around with a sign on their neck that says, tell me why I matter.
Right.
And so that's really our theme this year, is helping our kids and our students and our staff and mm-hmm. our families know why they matter. You know, it's important to have them at our school, and it's important to give them that encouragement and those positive words and seeing them and going to events. So
I remember a pre-social media world. You probably do not.
I do not.
I remember a pre-social media world. How does that impact students in their day-to-day?
It's amazing. You know, at Stanton, there is no cell phones. All of our students lock their cell phones up.
Yeah.
So that has really cut down on social media issues throughout the school day. They lock them up in their homeroom first hour, and then they check them out at the end of the day. Social media can be good, and social media can be bad. We do have great ways to use social media, though. Our FFA program is using TikTok mm-hmm. to make videos to show how amazing they're, you know, the amazing things that they're doing. And then our media area at school, Mr. Grubbin is helping make media, social media posts and things like that for football and volleyball. So, yes, social media can be good, but it can also be kind of a hindrance. But we've tried to kind of stop that by taking away the cell phones throughout the day.
I think it's a huge advance and step forward to get rid of them through the day, in my opinion.
Yes, we've had a lot more focus. Yeah. At first, when I heard about it, I'm like, oh, this is never going to go over. Like, no. But the kids are just used to it anymore, and nobody really talks about it. Yeah. It's just kind of the new normal around there.
I like it. Okay. Tabor Strong with me, the principal at the Stanton Community School District. Anything else school-related, Tabor, that we need to be aware of?
This year, we have started a new chant or slogan. It's kind of taken off, I guess you could say. We started a chant where people or anybody in the public or myself can yell, "We are." And as a unity, as a school, we yell back, "Stand strong," because truly we are standing strong. We're overcoming obstacles every single day.
I like it. Okay. When you're not at school, what do you do for fun? Tell me about your family a little bit first. You kind of touched on talking about your husband, your kiddos. Tell me a little bit.
My husband, Tanner, and I, like I said, live in Newmarket. We've been together a long time. We have two beautiful children. Trip is 6. He is in kindergarten this year. Hard to believe. That is the time for him for kindergarten. And then my daughter, Tulsi, is getting ready to turn 2. So they keep us very, very busy. Part of administration is we're always on the go.
Yeah.
My kids keep us busy. In our free time, we like to camp. Mm-hmm. We like to ride rangers and be outside a lot. We have chickens and a garden and all those things. So being outside is very important for us.
What's your best item in the garden? Tomatoes, corn, okra? What do you do well?
Make salsa.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Make some salsa. So my kids help make salsa. That was a really good learning experience for them this year, is helping peel the tomatoes and get the skins off of them. So,
love it. Very cool. All right. Anything else, Tabor, we need to be aware of?
That is it, I think.
All right. Ms. Tabor Strong with us from the Stanton Community School. All right. Nice to see you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
When you sat down at your desk this morning, the first thing, top of pile, right on the very top, first thing you're going to do is what?
I have already had somebody call in this morning, so I'm going to have to get that schedule up and going for somebody to fill in. That's an everyday occurrence at school. But after that, I'm going to start working on professional development. Our first professional development is coming up for teachers. We do have, you know, a 4-day school week. So on Mondays, one Monday a month, our staff do professional development to help better themselves. And so that is coming up in October. So we have got to get that planned and get our teachers trying to better themselves.
Very good. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes.
Pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure. Next time you stop by, bring a little salsa and some tortilla chips, and we'll talk about it.
Will do.
All right. Make it a great day. Thanks for stopping by. Ms. Tabor Strong with me, the Stanton Community School District Principal.
Trust the folks who call Southwest Iowa home with your sanitation needs.